This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The future of freight service on the railroad line through Sonoma and Marin counties has become part of the contentious campaign over Measure Q in this fall's election. Measure Q is the quarter-cent sales tax increase to fund the Smart Commuter Train proposal. Mitch Stogner, executive director of the North Coast Railroad Authority, which owns most of the tracks and right-of-way from Larkspur north to Arcata, says they are close to having the southern section of the tracks repaired and ready to resume freight service as early as next spring.
It's taken a long time, but finally we have been able to commit the repairs for a 62-mile stretch between a place called Lombard in Napa County along 101 to Windsor. We've repaired all the signals in through there. What remains is the trackway and the bridges. And if we can settle a lawsuit with Novato that's presently pending, we think we can have trains running by April of 09.
Settlement of that suit may not be far off, Stogner said, as the railroad is prepared to take steps to reduce the noise impacts of renewed operation through Novato.
There are seven crossings that go a little bit to the east of downtown Novato. It is possible to equip quiet zones on those seven crossings, and that would go a long way to resolving their concern. The other thing that's possible is continuously welded track, which is much quieter, and that also can be done relatively inexpensively. So there are ways to address the noise issue.
Meanwhile, the NCRA is getting ready to release a new environmental analysis next month that details the potential impacts of the planned freight service from Willits South.
Our environmental impact report estimates the first year of service to be very light, 3 round trips a week maximum. After that, year 2 and beyond, between Willits and the interchange in Napa County, we think we will get up to 3 round trips a day.
Those trains, which will be operated by a third party, the Northwest Pacific Railroad, will likely have around 15 cars to begin with, growing to around 60 cars in a few years. A 60-car train would take about 2 minutes to pass at local crossings, Stogner says. But even those longer trains could coexist with SMART's passenger service.
Freight trains and commuter trains operate on single track all over the country, all over California. It's easy to do, and that's what we intend to do. It does not require nighttime service.
All of this applies only to the portion of the railway south of Willits. The future of the northern part of the track, all the way up to Arcata, is being studied separately and will have its own EIR process a few years down the road. Any future trains on that part of the line are at least 5 to 10 years off. Stogner agrees that passage of Measure Q could help facilitate the anticipated freight service between Sonoma and Napa counties, but he says defeating SMART will not stop the resumption of that freight service.
If there are funds committed to this line for the repairs that SMART would bring to the table, that would be helpful for everybody. But one thing ought to be clear, and that is freight service is going to happen whether or not Measure Q is approved. There will be freight service with or without Measure Q.
You can see a full map of the North Coast Railroad line and read a history of it on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.